world. I show this small minded. Success is all mental.
Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. On the West Coast, and you know the drill. I am so happy to be here tonight, happy you could join us. I have a few things I want to mention just briefly, some news items, and then got a little bit different show tonight based upon some email and telephone requests. So I'm going to try to honor those requests and do a little bit different show than what I normally do tonight. It's going to be us together, so I'll leave that right where it is for the moment. The Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Henry M. Paulson, Jr., yesterday gave a speech in front of a group from New York at the Westin Hotel. Someone I know called up to confirm that Mr. Paulson had given that speech, but we don't know if he was actually there in person or possibly he spoke via teleconference, although there was an article that came out online which showed Mr. Paulson and looked like he was there. So the story that Christopher Story has published looks like Mr. Story has received some disinformation. Now, that's if Mr. Paulson actually gave the speech and actually appeared in front of some people. It's pretty difficult for a dead man, according to what Mr. Story had reported, to speak in front of a group unless he's alive. So we'll leave that where it is right now, and we'll just wait for further information to see if there is anything that's going to come out in the news in the near future. In the meantime, the New Hampshire primary has taken place, and according to the poll figures, Hillary Clinton has won the New Hampshire primary, and John McCain for the Republicans has won the Republican ticket. And it's a bit of a shift from what was occurring or what had occurred in Iowa, although Ron Paul was consistent and got 8%. I am very suspicious of the figures if they're actually accurate, but let's presume that it's an honest primary at this point till proven otherwise, and those are the actual figures. Interestingly, Rudy Giuliani finished 1 percentage point ahead of Ron Paul in this primary, and I didn't realize he was that popular, but I guess in New Hampshire he is. Maybe it has something to do with the proximity to the state of New York. Nevertheless, that is the news we're going to cover, and now I'd like to go into the main portion of the show. I had many requests over the past few weeks to do a music show, to get into some of my original music, and I've done a couple of shows, and of course when you hear my opening and closing theme, that is original music, but it's not something that anyone really wants to kick back and listen to. It serves its purpose as an opening and a closing for this radio show, and that's about it. It's not really a toe-tapper, per se. I thought I would share some things with you and talk a little bit about what the inspiration was behind the music. Now, we're going to be playing these over Skype, so if there's any lag in the time or jitter or anything like that, we have to blame that on the Internet and Skype, those of you out there who are audio purists. Although the signal I'm sending is CD quality, we know that things can get a little bit mishmashed as they're traveling over the wires and through the phone companies and what have you. I am working on finishing up an album or a CD. I come from the old school where we actually recorded vinyl, and we did call them albums. This new collection of work is really a broad spectrum of things that I've written, and I keep on writing, and every time I write a new song, I think, oh, I'd like to put this one on my next CD. So I've got to finish this one, so I remove that temptation, and close behind I'll have another one available. This will be my third solo project. I play all the instruments. I wrote all the parts. I'm singing all the parts. I did the recording, all the mixing, engineering, and the mastering. And this is not available for sale yet. However, it will be, hopefully, here at bbsradio.com, as well as at my website, directlightproductions.com. And you can read a little bit about what I do in music. I also do quite a bit of video work. I've done some film scoring, commercials, the whole nine yards. But most of my work in music has been live performance as well as studio production. And I've worked as a sideman with many famous musicians as well as incognito, we'll say, with some very fine studio musicians throughout my career. And it's been a pretty long career. The first piece I'm going to play for you was kind of a spoof on disco music, and it's kind of a driving dance beat. It's a fun song, and it gave me the chance to show off my chops, for lack of a better word. What it really means is technique. It's fun to play, especially when you have difficult parts. And if you can make them work in a song that people can connect with, it makes it exciting. And I try to incorporate all of that into this song. It's called Can't Dance No More. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. And that's Can't Dance No More. Hope you like that song. Anybody dance out there? In case you'd like to call in during the portions in between the music, I'll field some calls. Anybody wants to comment on the music or on the show in general, let me give out the numbers. The toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. Worldwide, the toll-free number is 877-489-6350. And three direct lines, all under the area code 530-776-5154, 776-5185, and 876-9916. Now, just a little bit of a digression here. I've been a musician my whole life, and I have been fortunate enough to work with a lot of famous musicians. Why would someone who works with professionals record something on his own? Well, one reason is because I can. The technology today enables one to record into a computer as opposed to using tape, which tends to deteriorate over time. Although digital tape is something that saw, maybe 5 to 10 years of heavy use, and it's not really convenient anymore. Number one, the tapes are very expensive. Number two, if something happens to one of them or to one of the machines, which have to be synchronized digitally, there are a lot of problems. So I recorded this CD using a computer, using multi-track software, and I use a lot of different software. I sort of integrate everything together, and I use a combination of electronic instruments, synthesizers, and also real instruments from the drums, bass, guitar, the horns, and, of course, the voice. A lot of the percussion instruments are also natural instruments. So there's a lot involved in playing the instrument, and not everyone can play multiple instruments. I'm kind of a purist in that before I'll record an instrument, I have to be able to play it pretty well. I think it's just doing music the honor it deserves. And I'm sure most of you would agree that when you hear an instrument well played, you appreciate it much more than one that's not. Although these days, I don't think that's so much an important factor in the popularity of music, because much of music is sold based on marketability, on image. Image of the artist. Pop music is probably the best example of the fact that a lot of music that really wouldn't make it, if you compared it to other styles of music, yet it's popular because people are conditioned to accept it. And I have just, even though I've played on many commercial records, and I do like certain types of commercial music, my roots are more into the more esoteric types of music. I studied classical music, and then I went into jazz, and as a teenager, I was growing up playing rock and R&B, and I really liked R&B in the fact that it incorporated a lot of rhythm and a lot of harmony and interesting bass lines, and It had a groove to it. I played gospel music as well, different types of religious music. And gospel music tends to have the same kind of feel that you find in R&B or in jazz. And again, it doesn't limit you as a musician. And one of the most difficult things, I think, for any musician, and anyone who composes their own music will tell you, that to find their own style is a difficult thing to do. Number one, you're incorporating all of your experience and the styles or the artists that influence your work, And then you have to also sell that. You have to try to come up with something original that will move people. So I've always tried to write from the heart, even if it's a just a fun song like the one you just heard. It's serious in the performance. It's serious in how it's written, but it's designed to have fun. When I perform that song live or in a concert, people get up and dance. That was the purpose of the song, just to make people feel good. Now, I've also written some pieces that have more to do with my deeper feelings, my convictions in spirituality, and I take a much broader perspective into consideration when writing a piece like the next one I'm going to play for you. This was after having traveled about 23 and a half years around the world as a musician. I came home to where I was born, and I went to a park that we have, which is up on Lake Erie, and they have a fountain there. And this one night was just a magical night. The stars and the hues in the sky, the sun was almost completely set, and yet everything was glimmering. And I was sitting on a park bench, not too far actually from the lake itself. And there was a fountain that we used to love to visit when we were kids, because they had colored lights, and as the fountain would flow, we would see the lights change from reds to blues to greens to yellows, and these colors sometimes would intermingle. Well, it's kind of like the Christmas tree effect that you get when you have this little disc, the cellophane disc that's got the different colors, and it's changing as this thing is turning around. But it's a little bit different when you see it through lights that are actually switching on and off, changing colors, and it's an interesting thing to look at, especially in that environment. And I hadn't seen it for quite a long time, since I was a child. And while I was watching all this and sort of soaking it all in and reminiscing about my earlier days growing up in that area and spending time during the summer at the park, I started hearing this music. And so I put it down, and I decided I was going to name it after the park. This is Lakeview Park. And that was Lakeview Park. The next song I like to play has a little story that goes with it as well. I had a near-death experience in the year 2000, and I was fortunate enough to read a book that was called The Universal Book of Music. Now, for some people, that's going to be hard to imagine, but it was a very real experience, and it was a book like one I'd never seen. It had a gold cover on it, and it had raised symbols. It was in gold, very thick gold, very obviously expensive gold, and I just resonated with everything that was in this book. I had been basically taken out of the hospital during a surgery, and I was in the presence of some angels. And when I came back from that experience, this was the music that I heard. And I would like to dedicate this to some very dear friends who have been supporting my show and who also enjoy the music. This goes out to Karen, Bob, and Bill, David, Crenshaw, Zachariah, Sheila, the General, and especially Jill. This is called In My Heart. think that song sort of speaks for itself, although it needed a little bit of an introduction. As some of you know, I'm very much into science, and I'm also into metaphysics. And, of course, I've had, like many psychics, many healers, I've had a variety of metaphysical experiences. And one of the scientific phenomena that really perks up my interest has to do with the vortex, or what is called the vortex theory. And if you are not really familiar with what a vortex is, a simple analogy would be a tornado, for example. And the spiraling winds, the spiraling energy, the Earth has a vortex of energy around it. In fact, all the planets have a vortex. And even solar systems and galaxies have vortexes. And, of course, we have them all over the Earth in a different form, let's say, than others. But they lead to different dimensions and different levels of consciousness. As some of you may have heard in the previous show, Dr. Len Horowitz was talking about the Da Vinci Code and the sacred numbers that are found in music. And what I tried to do with this piece was to paint a picture musically of the vortex. Although vortex sounds sort of harsh when you compare it to music, it sounds like something mechanical or something very futuristic, almost foreboding. And what I noticed, I do a lot of research in the area of astronomy, and I like to look at different star systems that have been seen through the eyes of the Hubble telescope, for example, or Cassini, those pictures that they like to release to us anyway. And, of course, if you know how to astral travel, you can pretty much go wherever you want to go and see some things that you won't even see in a picture. And what I did in this song was I transduced all of those visions and all of those memories of various types of vortexes that are seen throughout the universe in nature, and I gave it a different title. I called it Spirals, and I'd like to dedicate this to my executive producer, Don Newsom, and my engineer, Seth, because they're always moving around in spirals with all the work they've got to do at BBS Radio. Spirals, and that was for Don and Seth. Hope you guys like that. It probably reminds you of a day on the job, I'm sure. Now, do I just write music for my own enjoyment, or let's say just to address something of a spiritual nature, or maybe some special inspiration, and keeping with the legitimacy of the art form? Well, sometimes I go off on a tangent. I have a friend who happens to be the state director of MUFON, Missouri, and his name is Bruce Wittemann, and Bruce and I were talking one day, and Bruce said, you're a really good writer. Why don't you try to write a song about Osama bin Laden? And he had the idea to set it to the music of a well-known song from the late 60s, early 70s, and it was a song by the Guess Who. So I adapted it to that music and sort of rearranged it. The idea behind this song is to sort of be a slap in the face to the world's most wanted man. Thank you. I think if we were to play that from some loudspeakers on the top of the Tora Bora Mountains, I think we could flush him out. That's if he's still alive. Anyway, thanks to Bruce Whiteman for the inspiration in that song, and I guess I should thank Osama bin Laden and the NSA and the Department of Defense and the Pentagon and everybody else involved. Before I conclude tonight's show, I just want to let you know that I appreciate all the requests for the music. I've got quite a bit of music that I'll be playing from time to time, and I'm putting together a rather large library of what I like to call healing music. You can actually use it for meditation or prayer, and if you are ailing, it kind of makes you feel good. And I'm actually putting together a 25 CD library. There's quite a bit of music, and I deal with the frequencies that sort of match the proper frequencies of a well-tuned aura. So I use the principles of sound and light together. And of course, as I was mentioning earlier, I like to follow the what is called the perfect circle of sound, the Fibonacci series, which is really found throughout nature and is really the fundamental principle behind what makes music work and why we can tune into it. Everything that is alive has been created with these frequencies within. This last song I'm going to play, you are sure to recognize, although I did a different arrangement. This is the instrumental version. Sometimes I sing this publicly, but I thought it would be worthwhile since much of what I speak about on the show is what's going on in our country, and feel it appropriate to end tonight's show with this piece. Thank you. to thank everyone for listening into Evident Footprints this evening. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be back tomorrow with another show. Please tune in. Also, tune in for the TNT News Hour, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. I'll be the host. Thank you so much, and peace, love, and light, and God bless America. Good night.